Here in Washington, D.C. last night, the big event, and that's Texas big, was the Black Tie and Boots Ball put on every inaugural year by the Texas State Society. This year, Texas Pride was blooming like a field of yellow roses. Like that, yet another son of the Plains moves into the White House. It was an evening that included echoes of the past. NPR's Melissa Block reports.
He's back. Singer Lee Greenwood was a must at presidential functions during the other Bush administration and under President Reagan, but it's been a long 8 years in exile. And last night, Texans waved their Stetsons and sang along as Greenwood returned to sing his signature anthem. God bless the USA! They were drinking Scheinerbach beer and eating Texas beef brisket. They were bedecked with rhinestone earrings in the shape of boots and tuxedo studs shaped like longhorn cattle. This was a night for Texans like Rick Grinnan of San Antonio to rejoice in their Texashood.
A Texan is they're a fighter. If they set their heels in the sand, they don't move. You know, they're very real at what they do. They're men of their word too.
And thousands of those men and women of Texas clamored for what was considered the hottest ticket in town. Bob Barbie of Kilgore, Texas, was among those lucky enough to have snagged one.
Yeah, tell me about your getup tonight.
It's just black hat, and I got the Texas bow tie and the Texas vest with the Lone Star State, like the flag, and Wrangler black Levi's, okay?
With a
Texas, you bet. It was heavy starch crease. It's a Texas tuxedo, okay?
Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. Let me hear you, Texas.
As the evening wore on, the whooping grew more lusty, the Texans more wobbly. And trying to grin and bear it was performer Marcia Ball, the singer and piano player from Austin, here a fish out of water.
I'm a Democrat. I'm what they call in Texas a yellow dog Democrat, which is a pretty serious commitment to being a Democrat. And I said yes to this party in October when they called me, hoping that Gore was going to win.
But you came anyway.
A deal's a deal.
So Marcia Ball put on her game face, sat down at the piano, and did what she does best. Downstairs at the Texas Fair and Marketplace, there were free samples of pie.
Y'all want to try a piece of pie?
Yeah, we will.
Buttermilk or bushberry?
Bushberry.
Bushberry.
Bushberry?
Bushberry. Bushberry? You, sir?
I do buttermilk. Everybody's buttermilk? Doing bushberry.
Down the hall, Wolf Sittler, who runs the business chairman of the board in Austin, was peddling his handmade maple and mesquite wood chairs, and he thinks the new president could use one.
He's in this big job. And I can see from watching him on television, well, it's kind of overwhelming. There's some scary parts to it. And if you're sitting in a space that feels kind of like you're being held or something, that can diminish that fear.
At the Black Tie and Boots Ball, you could get your picture taken in the cockpit of a fighter jet, courtesy of one of the ball's many corporate sponsors. You could sidle up next to Kevin Fitzpatrick, a trick roper from Bandera, Texas, and stand there as he swirled his lariat around you without it ever once touching your ball gown. And then there's Bevo.
Is that Bevo?
No, it is Bevo. How cool is that? Love Bevo.
Lying down, chewing on some hay, and getting his belly scratched with a stick was a star attraction, Bevo, a 1,900-pound longhorn steer. And not just any 1,900-pound longhorn. Bevo is the much-beloved mascot of the University of Texas at Austin, as any Texan will tell you, like Alan Matthews from Galveston.
Bevo is, he's rugged like the people of the state of Texas, especially West Texas. The new president is much more West Texas than his father was. More rugged personality.
I love you. And I love Texas.
When George and Laura Bush took the stage hand in hand, the crowd wildly waved three fingers in the W salute. Wearing custom-made boots bearing his initials and the presidential seal, George W. Bush assured his fellow Texans that he considers 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue just a temporary address.
But what is permanent is what's etched in my heart. values with which I was raised. And those are Texas values.
The Bushes left the Black Tie and Boots Ball without dancing even one step. It was up to their fellow Texans to carry on in true Texas fashion into the wee hours of the morning.
Baby, baby, it's like it's gonna hail.
Melissa Block, NPR News, Washington.
Baby, baby, it's like it's gonna hail.